The women came singing from their towns and their houses. Saul struck his thousands and David his 10,000s.
Talk about jealousy, Saul burned in anger. From that point forward, David's life was in danger. Saul tried to kill him, but David got away. Saul tried again, but the outcome was the same. Thus began a complicated royal relationship for the current king and future king, on and off again. Saul would try to kill him, then he'd relent. Meanwhile, Saul's son Jonathan was a friend. David fled the scene, lived among the Philistines, fought against Israel in his service to Achish. Meanwhile, Saul was grieved at his silent Elohim. He no longer answers me by a prophet or dreams.
Saul sought out a medium, the witch of Endor. She summoned up Samuel, seemed to strike a chord. Samuel explained Yahweh was taken away. The
Philistines. Jonathan died, Saul was wounded critically. Saul knew he'd be abused by the Philistine horde, so he took his own life. Saul fell on his sword.
The women came singing from their towns and their houses. Saul struck his thousands and David his 10,000s. Jealousy, vanity, lacking in integrity. Saul had sown all these evils inside. Saul had been given a royal opportunity, took his life in the fight. This is how Saul died.
The women came.